All right, welcome to the 32nd episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. I was gonna say we got a good one lined up, but to be honest, this one fell apart last minute.
We got dumped.
We got dumped in the prom, so we're gonna see what happens here. Charlie and I are doing a full segment.
We're gonna make it.
We're gonna try it. Do you have something you're gonna add?
No.
Okay. But either way, gonna be fun. And if you're not our friends and family, we don't know why you're listening, especially today.
Yeah.
If you are friends and family, good luck today.
There's a good segment that they're probably gonna appreciate, because they can do the play along game.
I think so. A good segment of you guys are really gonna like this. Another segment of you guys might just really be confused and probably black out for like 10 minutes, but we'll bring you back with the quotes, and then we'll send you home with a little Miley.
It sounds like a good party. Like, is this kind of like a good party? Or, like,
yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, it starts out, you're having a good conversation, you're talking to people, you have a couple too many beers, then you kind of space off when someone's giving the conversation. Next thing you black out. Then you hear the music at the end of the night, and that's it.
Karaoke bar.
Well, duh.
Maybe play a few pull tabs.
Couple pull tabs. Maybe even head to the casino at the end of the night.
I think I might know what I'm doing. Just kidding. Not going tonight.
But either way, we're gonna have some fun with it and enjoy it.
Grant, what did you do this weekend?
Man, that's a great question. That is a fantastic question. I'll tell you what.
Did you know that was coming? Did you prepare?
I prepared for this one big time. I had been asking myself this question since Sunday night, or Sunday morning, but really Sunday night's when I started thinking about it. And boy, we had a great weekend. Friday, didn't do anything, honestly. I sat at home. I was a little bit sick, so I laid at home. I drank a couple glasses of wine because I thought it might like cleanse my system. It kind of did, gonna be honest. It kind of worked.
Love the thought process.
So we pushed through that, felt good, woke up Saturday, was just prepared to watch some football. My house was pretty cold again. It got kind of cold. I'm learning to close the windows when it starts to get cold. So take a look at the temperature and, you know, make your... Thank you. I appreciate that. It was really a big step for me. But
who said adulting was hard?
I don't know. And then, so Saturday, yeah, we woke up, had a good one, watched some football, get a text from Charlie, like, hey, you want to meet me downtown? Yeah, met him downtown. Met up with him, his family. We checked out the Art Institute. Great stuff. I mean, honestly, just good quality stuff all around.
I have more to come on my segment, so I'll let you give your opinion here.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a contemporary art fan, so I was probably with your sister a little more when we were going through all the weird shit. The classic stuff's cool, but a lot of it looks the same. There is classic stuff to look at, but...
I would say, overall, my one piece here on the classics, because I'm not going to touch it, it's surprising how big all that stuff was. Those paintings were overall a lot bigger than, like, most of the other ones.
Yeah, they took up a lot of space.
And that one from 1502, that's pretty old.
True. The age on those, I think, is really their beauty. And then the furniture, like the old furniture, it was just kind of felt like I was at a really old IKEA.
A lot of mahogany.
Yeah. So that was really cool. The Art Institute was fun, very, very fun, or as Mary Jones called it, the Art Museum.
Yeah, I got a great line coming.
And so we did that. We grabbed a couple drinks, chatted for a long time. They asked us if that was going to be on the podcast. We said, hell yeah, it's going to be on the podcast. So
great date spot for some.
Great date spot for some. Cindy's. If you want to go to Cindy's, apparently it's a good date spot for some people. Never been there myself. But yeah, then Sunday, I actually had a fantastic Sunday too. I was in bed by 10 o'clock after your parents left. I went and met some friends for a couple drinks out in the West Loop, and then I was home by 9:30.
Did you hit any bells while you're up there?
I did not take any tequila shots and hit any bells. I had like two whiskey gingers and called it a day. I was home by 9:30, watched a couple episodes of... Oh, you know what I did? That's kind of funny. This is actually really funny. I just watched the two most emotional Office episodes before I went to bed. I went out of my way to look up...
The one Michael says goodbye?
So Michael's last episode... Well, not his last episode, but the one where it's like the good... They sing goodbye, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is awesome. And then... I went and went right to the last episode and just watched White Angel's Wedding. Yeah, dude, it's fucking great. I wish someone would tell me when it's the good old days when they're happening.
It's a powerful line. It's a powerful line.
So yeah, that's what I did. Then I literally went to bed, woke up 7 o'clock on Sunday, got my car, talked to my grandma for a little bit, went out to Charlie's, watched some football, got some lunch. Ate some ice cream. That was probably the highlight of my Sunday by a long shot. We walked, got Oberweis ice cream. It was like 65 degrees outside and sunny, no wind. We're eating ice cream while we're walking outside. Oh, it was just amazing. I mean,
I'm gonna repeat the line. Who said adulting was hard?
Nothing about that was difficult. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, all in all, I'm gonna say I had a good weekend.
That's a solid weekend. Let's see if I can top it. Grant, is it okay for me to jump in here?
Charlie, let me ask you. What'd you do this weekend?
Ah, Grant, I thought you'd never ask. So, as Grant alluded to, my parents came in town along with my sister. So, that was a great treat. I actually took Friday off.
Wow, nice. Must be nice.
It was a long weekend for me. So, went to IKEA, got a new dresser, much needed. I was, like, literally holding, like, bins of clothes next to my dresser because I just ran out of room. So, much needed. Spent 2 hours putting that together. Went to Topgolf on Friday night.
Bang, bang.
Not to brag, we played this chip game at Topgolf. We played, like, the first front three targets beat, like, call your shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
I left on Friday at about 9 o'clock.
So before the crowd.
9:30. With the top score in said game.
Damn.
Pretty good. I was pretty proud of myself, not gonna lie. So it was a lot of fun. Top golf, great time. And then, yeah, Saturday, like I said, went downtown. Actually, we went on an architecture tour. If you remember, we did that a while ago. We did it with my family this time. A lot of fun. Cool. So we had, you know, different tour guides, so we got a different spin on it, and it was always a really cool experience. Perfect day out for it, too. It was, like, 60 and sunny. And then, yeah, I met Grant at the Art Museum. Here's my take on it. I didn't realize I was a huge George O'Keefe fan, but that one Green Mountains in Canada photo has, like, stuck with me.
Yeah, she's a stud.
That one photo in particular stuck with me.
George O'Keefe, absolute stud.
Other one, too, like, I didn't know it was at the Chicago Art Institute. It was that one, like, French one in the park, the French in the park, whatever. That famous, like, dot one. You remember? You know what I'm talking about?
No, that's why I'm giving you a blank stare. I have no idea.
You were giving the blank stare. Like, it's like that one in the park. The ladies got like the old fashioned dresses on and the umbrellas in the park, and the trees. And it's all like by Dot. It's in like every art book growing up that you have to read, learn about in school.
Oh well, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
I don't know the name either. But now you know what I'm talking about.
So I hope our viewers know it's that one Dot one with the people in the park.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't know it, it's
too bad. I'm that guy who doesn't really know it. But I was like, I was in the zone, like, I'm kind of in between exhibits. I don't really know what I'm looking at right now. And then I was like, did a quick, like, flyby in that room, and I just did a quick, like, look as I was walking out of the room, like, oh, I know that one. That's an important one. I gotta take a second to actually look at this one. So that's kind of cool. I will say I was a little underwhelmed by the Jackson Pollocks. I don't know.
I wasn't one bit.
I was underwhelmed a little bit.
I loved them.
I was overwhelmed probably by the Warhols, though. I didn't think I liked those as much as I did.
Oh, Warhol's a genius.
It would have been really cool to go see that full exhibit.
Yeah, he's a little wild, but that would have been cool. Charlie almost tried to get free admission and just walk in.
And then luckily there's a lady right in front of me who was also trying to do the same thing, apparently. She got yelled at, so I did a quick hard turn, like, never mind. But that would have been cool to been able to time that one. I think it's open now for the general admission. But overall, it was a great experience. Best part of the museum, though, was probably my mom walking in the second room, kind of in a loud whisper, "I find this really boring."
I do not get entertained by this.
And I was like, yeah, no, I'm like, I like going to art museums, but I'm not the guy who probably, I don't need to really see it twice. Like, I probably won't go back there for a while.
I'd go back.
I would need, like, a certain exhibit. I need to go for, like, a certain exhibit.
All right, that's fair. I think it is pretty fun, though.
No, I enjoyed seeing, because I really enjoyed overall seeing, like, because it is such a prominent institute, and they had a bunch bigger pieces than I was used to seeing.
Yeah.
They have a lot more names in those museums in this round than ever before.
Right.
The one, the Impressionist, all the hay bales.
I like that.
Monet. That room, that was really good room. They had a huge collection of Monet. So that was fun. Overall, it was a great experience. But yeah. Then we went to the date spot for some people.
We went to the athletic club. That's not really a date spot.
I know. But you described it earlier than as a date spot for some
people. I was talking about Cindy's.
Well, the rooftop above it. I counted that as all the same building. It would be cool to go to the athletic club and just like play shuffleboard. Like,
actually, that'd be awesome. To go to the athletic club and actually play sports.
It's athletic.
It fits, right?
Yeah, it was a good time. And then finishing the night up with some deep dish pizza, some Lou Malnati's. Like,
boom.
You put on a great weekend right there.
100%.
So it was a pretty fabulous time.
I'd agree, 100%.
And then we did all that Sunday stuff together too. Watch football, get ice cream.
Yeah.
Went to bed. It was great.
Oh yeah, we did it all. Let me see.
Your parents come in town this weekend.
Yeah.
Northwestern game.
Yeah. We got a big weekend lined up, so we'll keep you updated.
So another big weekend update next week then.
Well, we got one every week, so.
Touche.
Highlight though.
Highlight.
We got a couple things to go over.
What color highlight?
We're going yellow because it's just a classic highlight. The Cubs got a new manager.
See, you surprised me with this. I still haven't read a single piece on this. I've been busy today.
It's been all over the news.
I haven't seen any of the
news.
It's
been in the Tribune. It's been in ESPN. It's been everywhere. David Ross, ex-catcher for the Cubs, is now the new manager.
Love the guy.
Mixed feelings. I love the guy. Love the guy, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to play the skeptic on this hire.
I'm playing the skeptic who my mom called me. I told her I'm not sure I agree with it, and she called me, and I quote, "When did you get so jaded?"
So she's a fan of the hire.
Because I said, they're a big fan of the hire. I said, I feel like this is a feel-good hire because they got rid of Joe Maddon, and I don't need to feel good, I just want to win. And she said, "When did you get so jaded?"
My biggest concern is I think he might still be too close to the core group of players.
I'm not going to disagree. Although, does that mean they're going to get rid of some of the core group of players?
So, I mean, I'm doing this as is right now because I have no idea.
I'm scared.
I don't know.
I'm nervous.
I just don't know. I was kind of rooting for the Joe Girardi hire.
I wanted Joe Girardi real bad. But anyway, that's my quick Cubs update.
I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. I like David Ross. He just doesn't feel like the right fit right now. Maybe he's the right fit in like 5 years.
It would be cool to see him like be a bench coach maybe first.
Yeah, he hasn't even really coached. That's another thing. But
yeah.
Whatever. I hope the best. I wish the best.
Best of luck.
I'm sure, I mean, solid dude, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yes. I really, obviously, Theo Epstein and Jed have, like, way better minds than us, so.
Better baseball minds.
Oh, yeah, I'll give them that.
I got a better electricity mind, I'll tell you that.
So, you know, obviously amateur takes over here, but I don't know. I really am skeptic.
You know, and it's easy to be a skeptic right now, and I think we're just going to keep that skeptic floor open as long as we can. So there you go. Charlie and Grant, skeptics on the new Cubs hire. We'll see how it goes. Just win me another World Series, and then I'm not going to say anything.
Hey, Grant, want to make a bet over-under?
Not right now. I'm good, thanks.
This season isn't even over yet.
Yep. Yeah, and we still have a lot of trades and deals to sign.
Yeah, winter meetings to go.
Yep. Oh, man. Also, Charlie, there's a fire alarm going off my building.
I was going to say, you're on fire, Grant. You're hot tonight.
We'll wait that one out. We'll see if anyone comes. If I hear sirens, this hangs up quickly. We know what happened, but...
It's the haircut.
Have you ever just been really lucky? Like,
really, really lucky. Well, see, in a way, yes. I'm like sneaky good at raffles. I seem to win raffles more than I should.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm lucky in that sense. I'm pretty lucky in that sense.
I feel like I go through, besides winning the gene pool lottery and coming out as a white male, won that one. I also go through streaks where I just get really lucky for like a couple weeks at a time, but you never know when it's going to end.
So yeah, what's going to trip the trigger?
And then when it ends, I wouldn't call it, you're back to like unlucky, but you're back to low. You're not there anymore.
Question. Do you believe in astrology science or whatever?
No.
I say that because the vibe you're given right now is kind of along the lines of, oh, I'm a Scorpio or something like that.
No. I'm only saying it because I'm going through a lucky patch where I'm like, man.
Why aren't you at the casino then?
I'm like, man, this is really, really lucky. Like, I'm doing really, really well. I'm not sure what I did to earn this right now. But something is working. I've thought about it this week. I have thought about it. I'm like, if there's any time I need to go, but with my luck,
the trigger
will be going to the casino and getting greedy. So I'm sitting back. I'm enjoying the luck. I'm letting it come to me. But man, I'll tell you one thing. It's been a very lucky couple of weeks, and I'm waiting for the fallout.
I see. Now I'm thinking like, I don't know if I can let you go to the Iowa game this weekend.
This has been planned for before I was lucky. This was before a lucky streak when I planned it.
Yeah, you planned it, but you're going.
Do you want my ticket?
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to be in my head.
Yeah, that's... I mean... You can't argue with lucky.
You can't argue with lucky. I mean, it's better be lucky than good. And right now, I am lucky and not very good.
Are you feeling so lucky that you think you can have a better podium than I can?
I think so.
It's been a while since you have.
I think I can wreck this one.
I think we have to go for it. Let's go.
All right. We are doing the podium. Staying on a spooky theme. The podium.
Because we promised.
Promise. That means we got what?
This is it. This is last week.
One more week.
Hey, next week.
We got one more week. Podium of candy. Halloween candy.
Candy. There we go. I thought you were going to stall there. I was like, you can do it.
You can do it.
Halloween candy.
That being said, you can go first.
Beer. Now that we're 21, the best Halloween candy is beer.
Man. Damn, I thought I had a chance to win this one. My luck just changed. All right.
That's self-explanatory. I feel like now that we're over 21, you're in the beer category.
Airplane liquor bottles in a little candy basket.
Little shooters, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was a quick audible on my part.
That was good. It doesn't count. It's my pick. Alcohol was my pick.
No, you clicked beer. I clicked alcohol.
BS.
I just selected it.
What's your first one, Grant?
I just said it.
Grant, what's your first one?
Glasses of champagne.
Just full bottles of champagne.
Yo, my neighbors used to literally give out glasses of champagne to neighbors walking around with their kids.
Jesus.
Pretty sweet. Pretty good deal.
I feel like you're piggybacking. It's not a great sign, but whatever. I'll keep going. Everyone's favorite is the king-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a real good one. I had it on my list here.
Yeah.
Same neighbors that gave out champagne also gave out king-size candy bars, and Reese's were always the first ones to go.
That's it, really. The king... Overall, king-size, yeah, take it or leave it. Like, it's cool, but, like, it's not like, oh, my God, king-size for me. But in Reese's format, bring it on. I'll take a lot. As Harry Potter would say, I'll take it all.
I'll take it all. Love it. Love it. My second one, I'm going with Snickers bars.
Yeah, that was on. Yeah, you had that on the list.
Snickers bars are huge. They're great. And man, do they cure a hungry person.
You're not you when you're hungry.
100%. Snickers. 100%.
My last one, I don't know, probably not a group favorite, but a personal favorite, Starburst. I love Starburst.
You know what? That's good. I thought about putting that one on my list too, but I ultimately held out.
I say true to myself. I love Starburst. Because it's like, you can eat it on the go.
Yeah.
And you don't have to eat the whole thing at once, and you just have one or two at a time.
Yep.
And it's easy, because like, you could always bum a Starburst off someone too. If someone else had them.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, throw me one. And yeah, they'd always do that.
They're like, oh, sure. Why not? I'll give you this yellow one that I don't want anyway.
No, they all taste the same. Here's a hint. All Starburst taste the same.
Whoa. Those are fighting words. I'm not even going to get into that. My last and final one, easily the game winner, the rolls of Sweet Tarts. Those are my favorite. They're little, so good.
A little tarty for me.
Well, that's because you're too sweet.
Uh-huh. I mean, not bad. A whole roll for me, honestly, was too much. The packets...
Well, you can share them with your fucking friends.
The packets, very good. Whoa, whoa, too much for me.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
You don't have to eat them in one sitting, Charlie.
Nah, you know, food's in front of me. We're trying to eat it here.
All right.
Any honorable mentions you want to leave out?
I did also have Sprees.
Yeah.
Similar. Those are good. Those are fun. I feel like I don't see these candies anymore. They don't exist.
I like Sprees better than Sweet Tarts, honestly.
Sprees are good.
You never really see Sprees unless it's Halloween.
Right, in like the little packets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'd only come in like those mixed bags now.
That's just me, but like I only really see Sprees at Halloween.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I 100% agree. Huh, that's strange.
Tots. Or not tots. What's the in the yellow box?
Napoleon, eat your tots.
Holy, give me your tots.
No.
God.
Dots. Dots, tots, yeah, you were just one letter off.
I wasn't really a huge fan of dots, but it's a classic. It's a classic Halloween candy, I feel like.
Yeah. I'd agree. It's always there. I never liked them, but they were always so popular that...
That's a true honorable mention for me. Was never going to be on my list, but it has to be mentioned.
It has to be mentioned. That's like the little things, the little bags of M&Ms. I like M&Ms. I like them. Like, I'll eat them. But at the same time, I'd go in and I'd see that the person just has a thing full of little bags of M&Ms. I'd be like, man, these kind of sucks.
You don't seek them out, but you take them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I take them graciously, but I'm also like, man, you couldn't have gotten...
I got Snickers.
Couldn't have splurged. Couldn't have splurged.
What about you ever have any people like hand out healthy foods?
Yeah, everyone had those people giving out like apples and stuff. Let me live my life.
Let me get my cavities, damn it. I'm not paying for them yet.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get my cavities and my baby teeth, damn it.
Those will fall out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Totally had those. Those are good stuff.
The trick-or-treating vibe, do you ever go around the block, hit all the houses, and then go and change outfits and try to hit them again?
No, I was a very honest person. Did it all in one go.
I definitely did that for 1 year.
That's a lot of work.
It was definitely a speed. I was a little on the older side, not like too old, but older.
Yeah, you were like 21.
Yeah, I was like 21.
My mom stopped handing out candy to the girls that were pregnant when they started showing up and knocking at the door.
probably a good idea.
Yeah, she, I think she said something along the lines of, if you're doing the deed, you don't need... Man, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a rhyme, but I just wanted it to be a rhyme.
You were on something.
If you're doing the deed, you don't need my seeds. Not gonna work.
Nah. Well, you can keep workshop that one, Grant.
I'll workshop that one. I'll get back to you guys next week. Either way, we're gonna jump into a segment that Charlie and I created separately, and we'll see how it goes. We're pretty excited about it. This is a new segment for Charlie and myself. Obviously, we couldn't do this all the time, but we think this is a great time for it.
They can play along at home.
You guys can play along at home. You'll look kind of weird if you're wearing headphones in public yelling back at us, but you know what? We appreciate it. Go for it. Do it.
Blue!
Blue! Blue 19! Blue 19! Either way, we are calling this the best friend quiz for dudes. So,
please explain why we're putting "for dudes" on there.
Yeah, so we googled questions that your best friend should know about you, or things your best friend should know about you, and it just came up with a Teen Vogue article with a bunch of things that we had to pretty much turn into guy questions, because I don't think Charlie's ever going to remember like the last time I cried.
I was saying the 9 out of the 10 websites, the top 10 websites came up. The questions were like her. It was like it was obviously meant for women. So
yeah, so we're gearing this towards dudes, but that's only because Charlie and I are dudes. Other people can play this game. We're a non-gender specific podcast.
My question is
gender neutral.
Either any gender.
Any gender. Yeah, up to you guys. It's 2019. It's almost 2020. Up to you guys.
You pick. Grant, you can go first.
All right, dude. My first question, if you can answer it, is describe my perfect Saturday.
No. Okay. What time of year is it?
It's pretty consistent any time of year. You just have to go with, like, the morning, really. Like, the stretch up until, like, 2 p.m.
Okay, so the morning, you're waking up, you're going out on a walk/run, and then get coffee, like, early. We're talking, like, waking up at 6:37-ish and getting this on the road, getting the show on the road early. Then you're coming back, making a breakfast, eating breakfast or something, and then day drinking, Grant, you're day drinking. I'm just going to hypothetically say football season.
Okay.
College football season, obviously, because it's Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So, games are at 11 o'clock. We're at a light bar type area. Nothing too crowded. So, you can sit and watch the games, but drink. You're day drinking. You know, if you want to do the mimosa, Bloody Mary, like, there's early enough to where you get one or two of those. And you got a light beer. That kind of gets you till 2.
That's true. All right. That's super, super close. Mine's pretty much started out exactly how you thought. You know, wake up at 6:37, get some coffee. I usually read the paper. So that goes until about like, I don't know, maybe like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then you start thinking about lunch. I don't usually cook breakfast on Saturdays.
Okay.
So I start thinking about lunch. You just moved the meal the wrong place. You're all right.
Brunch.
And then I push that. Well, I don't really like brunch, so I go into lunch. And then with lunch, I have beers. So that's when and then we watch football.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, you're pretty close.
I'm counting that as like a win.
I'm gonna count that as a win for you too. I mean.
Alright, mine's a lot less more straightforward, or a lot more straightforward than that one.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
You should get this. What's my Saturday night? I show up to the bar, what's my order?
Gin and tonic.
There we go. So it's a lot more.
See, that's easy because I just go, we'll have 2 gin and tonics.
We're getting the toes wet in the quiz.
Alright, I like it. I thought that was pretty... I mean, mine shouldn't have been too hard for you. It was pretty...
I feel like I got most of the gist right.
Yeah. If I had all the money in the world, what's the first thing I'd buy?
Oh, man.
This one should be pretty easy.
I'm gonna say a boat.
Yeah, you got it.
A boat and an island.
Yeah, I mean, those two are really close to each other.
Hand in hand, so you're about to say a boat.
Yeah, boat for sure. Boat for sure.
We've had a few conversations about pulling some money together. Or, well, I mean, technically combined, it would be our second boat.
Right, right. Well, we have convinced some people that we do own a boat, and we are hosting a party on that boat later in the year. We'll see how that goes.
And we have a boat. I mean,
yeah, I'm just telling them we convinced them that we just told them that we have it. We didn't. We convinced them because they just didn't believe us that we had it.
It's an Oscar performance. Yeah. It's easy to do when it's the truth.
Exactly. Super easy. It's not acting. It's living.
Exactly. All right. Mine is, what's my go-to Sunday night food order?
Luminata's pizza.
There we go.
I was a little struck by that because sometimes I feel like I go over and it's not, we don't get Luminata's, but I got you.
It's the Sunday, like, 3 o'clock, so I can have a little bit for lunch and a little bit for dinner.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's the right play.
Yeah.
Do I sing in the shower? I'll answer yours after this one, then.
I'm gonna say no for you.
I don't. You're right. I don't. I mean, I've done it before, but I do dance in the shower sometimes.
That's different. You didn't ask me that.
No, I wasn't saying I asked that. I was just revealing it as a fun fact.
No, my last one on my paper is literally, do I sing in the shower?
I'm gonna go with no too. Do you sing in the shower?
I'm a shower singer.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't do it at school too often.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A little different.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we do draw some boundaries.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a total loser. But overall, I'm a big car and shower singer.
These last two, dude, you should get them right away. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay. I started with my easier ones, so we'll see.
What are my top two most hated chores?
Top two? Okay, one, the first, top of the list is obviously vacuuming.
100%. The second one's a little more difficult, but you should be able to get it. It should be very easy.
Okay, there's one in mind. It's almost more of like, in college, I would never have guessed this, but now it's lingering. Oh, no, laundry.
100% laundry.
Oh, there we go.
What were you thinking?
I almost said doing the dishes.
Oh, no, I love doing the dishes.
I mean,
I don't love it, but I don't mind it.
Lately, I go over and there's usually a few dishes.
Like, yeah, but those are my dishes. It's my dirt.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, living in college, I would have never have guessed that. Because, you know, that was never an issue. But then, like, it just clicks. Like, you never do your laundry.
I hate laundry.
You always push the limits on how long you can go without it.
As long as I can.
That's a good question. All right, Grant, what's a dream company I want to work for?
Boeing.
You're so close.
Damn it.
So, it's NASA.
Oh, fuck.
I want to give you like half a point. I'll give you like half a point on that one.
Because they were in a hiring freeze when you were getting out of school.
That is true. I did like a hiring freeze. But like NASA is like...
Yeah. Damn.
That was only a great guess, though.
I was very confident in that one, to be honest.
Yeah, you said it fast. I was a little shocked, honestly.
Last one. Man, I hope you get this one. What's my favorite food?
Hot dogs.
No. I mean, that's one of them, but not really. What?
Pasta?
100% pasta, dude. You know that.
Those were the two.
Hot dogs or pasta?
You love hot dogs.
I do. I do like hot dogs, but I don't make them at home that often anymore.
That's fair.
I don't have a microwave, so.
That really limits your options.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that one. Damn, I felt good about hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good guess. I'm going to give it to you. That was a good guess. I couldn't give you the full point, though, because pasta is 100% just my favorite.
All right. So I have two. I wrote down six. So I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go with these.
All right, man. I'm happy to answer them all. Let's go.
What movie can I quote the best? I wrote down two answers for this one, so if you give me okay,
it's credit. Gotta be the other guys.
That is the first one that came to my mind.
Can I try to guess the other one?
Yeah, I don't think you'll get it though, but yeah. It's on my iPad. It's only one of three movies on my iPad.
So it's the football movie. Remember the Titans?
Good guess. That is on my iPad, but it's Apollo 13.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, the other guys was my main goal for that one.
Yeah, well, you quote it all the time.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
I'm a peacock. Alan, you gotta let me fly.
So that one is a little more on the soft side. Am I a morning person or a night person?
You're a night person.
I'm a night person.
You just hate the mornings.
I hate the mornings. I've taken it for a good year and a half at work, and now my shoe colors are showing.
Love it. All right, everyone. That was best friend quiz for dudes. I'd say we both maybe got like a C.
You got 3.5 out of 5.
I'm going to give you the full point on perfect day. You got boat in a heartbeat. That was good. No. All right, I'll give you.
You got four.
You got four. You don't get the half point for hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs.
I didn't even think about hot dogs when I wrote that one down. So.
Okay. If you didn't think about it, then yeah.
So, hot dogs are, that's good. That's a good guess. It's just not, you know, maybe I grew out of my extreme fondness of hot dogs, but I'm still very fond of them.
80% is pretty good.
Yeah. 80%. I got just under that. I got 75.
I got
70.
You got 4.5 out of 6.
I'm not doing that math.
That's hard math.
All right. Well, then we're kind of even then. That should be about the same score. Damn, we tied. All right, that was best friend quiz for dudes. All right, that was best friend quiz for dudes. If you missed it, you missed out. Which also, if you missed it, I'm not sure how you fast forward through our podcasts on our thing, so that was pretty impressive. Teach me your ways. I did leave one thing out about my weekend, Charlie, and then I will let you go quote last this time. I got really fed up with the Bears game. And so in my discontent, I decided to watch James Bond.
I watched 3 James Bond movies this weekend.
I know. And you got me. I watched the back half of one at your place briefly, and I was like, man, I'm watching James Bond. So watched James Bond. It was awesome. Had a great time. And my quote is that I sent to Charlie earlier this week. You know, James, if all you had left of you was your smile and your little finger, you'd still be more of a man than anyone I've ever met. Then James goes, that's because you know what I can do with my little finger.
Yeah, that's a hell of a quote.
Damn.
All right, mine, a little different vibe here. Grant, why did the Headless Horseman go into business?
Why?
He wanted to get ahead in life.
Oh, got him. Got him.
Deuces.